Young people, one good long bow. Are y'all ready? Slow motion bow. Matrix bow. Take your time, bow, bow. There you go. Come on, give God another hand clap of praise for our young people today. Wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't her voice beautiful? Come on, give it up. Wonderful, girl. Good God Almighty, amen. Amen. We are grateful to God for all that the Lord is doing and how God is blessing with our young people in such a wonderful fashion, in such a wonderful way. We do thank God on this Youth Sunday about how God has blessed us just to have some of the most amazing young people on the globe. Amen. Come on, give God another hand clap of praise for them, to our worship leader. Madam Worship Leader, God bless you. Amen. For every announcement that was read, for every welcome a visitor, for every dance that was danced, for every song that was sung. We are just grateful to God for how God has used our young people in such a wonderful way. If you would turn with me to John, the 15th chapter. John, the 15th chapter, the 7th verse. John, the 15th chapter, the 7th verse. I'm going to pick up a little bit from where we were last Sunday. John, the 15th chapter, the 7th verse. It reads as thus: if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands, remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. That your joy may... My brothers and my sisters, I want to share on the sermon subject today, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Just turn to somebody and say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Now turn to somebody and say, the world didn't give it. Therefore, the world can't take it away. I don't know about you, but that's good news right there. That's good news right there. Let us look to the Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your hand and your power. Thank you for your grace and for your love. Now, God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you would have your way in this, your humble servant, in this moment. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you shall get the glory out of this moment. And that souls shall get saved. God, that those who are bound shall get delivered. The sick shall get healed. We thank you, God, that whether it's in church or online, that you shall get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. You know, it's an interesting thing. As I was growing up in church, my mother directed a church called the Aaronite Choir. She directed a church at Paramount Baptist Church called the Aaronite Choir. And one of the songs that I remember, whether it was the Aaronite Choir singing it or just the church singing it, was a song, an old school song, said, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me." Anybody remember that song from your childhood? Amen. And then by the time they got to us, then they say, "The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away." Now, it's an interesting thing because as I was growing up, I didn't necessarily appreciate that song as much as I appreciate it now. Because when you're young, when you're a child, you haven't had to deal with joy stealers as much as you have when you're an adult. But is there anybody here that you've had to deal with joy snatchers and joy stealers? Is there anybody here that at the time that you, on your job, you've got some joy kleptomaniacs, amen, that you got some folks that are always trying to steal your joy? Because the reality is that as you get a little bit older, you understand that joy isn't just something that is always readily available, but sometimes you've got to hold on to your joy and protect your joy and hold on to your peace and protect your peace. You've got to hold on to it because there are folks who will be joy snatchers. For those of you all who don't know what a joy snatcher is, a joy snatcher is someone that when you walk up in there and you talk about, "Isn't it a wonderful day?" And they say, "Yeah, but it's going to be raining tomorrow." Right? At the time that you work out your little outfit and you think you're doing it and you walk in and you feel good about yourself and feel good about your little outfit for the day, and they can say, I don't like the way them jeans fit on you. The joy snatcher is someone that as soon as you have finally, a young person, been able to work your way up, you had a bad quarter last quarter in school, and you were able to turn that C or that D into a B, and you were coming and you were beaming with excitement about bringing up your grade, and they're like, but it ain't no A. Why you ain't getting no A? Amen. A joy snatcher is somebody that when you're excited about something because you've finally done something, made some progress, moved along your journey, joy snatchers are folks who can come in and try to pull defeat right out of victory. Amen. They can turn a good day into a sour day in a heartbeat. But I've come by to tell you that Jesus gives us an example of how to deal with joy snatchers, and that's that you've got to realize that this joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you. Amen. When you look at scripture, you all know last week that we dealt with the same scripture a little bit further up, and we talked about Jesus saying, I'm the true vine and you are the branches. That Jesus basically said that if you remain in me and my word remains in you, then you can ask whatever you will and it shall be given unto you. But as the scripture goes a little bit further, Jesus then also goes on to say, now remain in my love, and if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. And then Jesus says, I have told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be what? Complete. I don't know about you, but that's an interesting kind of a thing for Jesus to say. He's sitting there with his disciples. He's talking to his disciples while he's just giving them the Last Supper. He's talking to his disciples as he has just given them the last meal he'll ever eat with them. That Jesus was talking with them, and he had just broke the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. He had just given a cup and said, this is my cup shed for you. That Jesus, he already knows that Judas is going to snitch on him. He already knows that Peter is going to deny him. He already knows that most of them are going to run off on him, and he's telling them, look, I'm telling you all this so that your joy may be complete. He knows they're about to face rough times. He knows they're about to face hard times. He knows they're about to face challenging times, but yet he wants to talk to them about their joy and how his joy can be in them and their joy can be complete. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, joy is yours. Joy is yours. I've come by to talk to somebody today because you think that joy has to be just during good times. Amen. You think that joy has to just be during happy times, but the fact of the matter is that you can be going through the worst situation in your life and still have joy. That you can be going through the worst circumstance you've ever faced and still have joy. You can be going through one of the biggest trials you've ever faced and still have joy, because if you remain in him, Lord have mercy, and his word remains in you. One of the first things I've got to tell you, if you're going to be able to hold on to your joy, is you've got to understand that you've got to remain in him and not them. You got to remain in him and not them. One of the things that I like about the scripture says that if you remain in me and my word remains in you, Jesus goes on to say, now remain in my love, Lord have mercy. And if you remain in my love, then my joy will be what? In you, and your joy will be what? Complete. It's an interesting thing, because I've come to understand along my journey that if you depend on the world to give you joy, then you set yourself up for the world to steal your joy. If people are the ones who give you your joy, then people are the ones that can take your joy right back from you. Let me help you with a lesson I learned in elementary school. I had a video. I really want y'all to see this video, but I may just play it next week, not even for the sermon, just so you can see it, because I'm saying it just took me back down memory lane. When I was in off the top. I've already told y'all that I'm weird. Y'all know that. I've said this at Community of Hope many times. I'm strange. I like strange stuff. I'm weird. I've been weird since I was young. Amen, somebody, since I was young. And so I remember that in elementary school, in the 70s, amen, there was a show that used to bring me joy. It didn't just make me, it wasn't just cool. It brought me joy, amen. It brought me joy. I love to watch this show. I'm talking about this show would crack me up. This show would tickle me. It was a show called Lancelot Link. Secret Chimp. I got any other weirdos in the house today? Any other weirdos? I was going to play a clip of it. I promise y'all, I was going to take y'all in off of the clip, because I saw the clip and I went back to the third grade, amen. Lancelot Link's Secret Ship. It was a play off of the old Maxwell Smart. It was a spoof of a spoof. It was a spoof on the spy stuff, and it was all chimpanzees, young people. It was all monkeys, amen, somebody. And what would happen is that you had a Lancelot Link was the secret chimp. He was a star of the show, amen. And he worked for Ape, amen, somebody. And the evil people were chump, amen, somebody. I can't get no help up in here. And his girlfriend, her name was Mata Hari, amen, somebody, her name. I'm trying to help somebody along the journey. And they even had a band. The band was called the Evolution Revolution. And you would see these monkeys, and they would be dressed up like hippies and playing a psychedelic rock music. Yes, indeed. I'm in the right place right now. Excuse me, I promise to come back to you young people, but I'm trying to go for your parents right now. Amen. 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 That the monkeys would be playing, and I would get so tickled. And the thing that would bring me joy is to hear Mata Hari say, "Lancelot, Lancelot." That thing would bring me so much joy. And if that couldn't bring me joy, there was an evil person called Ali Assassin. Ali Assassin. And when you would see him, he'd go, "La la 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 la." My sermon is over. Just watching Reverend Martin right now. Because I just took him back to his childhood. Amen. Amen. But what happened for me, I'm talking about I would watch that show and I would crack up and I would have joy and it would bright. I could be going through a bad day and watch that show and Ali Assassin go la 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 and I would be done. It would be so great for me. It would be so. But one day I went to school and I was talking about the previous episode of Lancelot Link. And at my school, it was a group of folks, not everybody, but a group of folks who tried to carry me because I was watching monkeys. Dude, why are you watching that show? Dude, why would you be watching that show? Man, it's just a bunch of monkeys talking. How you gonna watch? Man, that's for kids. Man, that's for, but, and they talked about me so bad. Anybody ever had folks talk about your joy so bad? I'm talking about you wasn't bothering them. You wasn't messing with them. You were just having joy by yourself. Amen, somebody. And you came to talk about your joy, and they feel like it is their job and responsibility to tell you how dumb your joy is. Amen, somebody. But I've come by, and so what happened to me was they talked about it so bad that when I went to watch the next episode, I wasn't as happy to go see it. I was watching it, and I was like, oh, man, they said, this ain't what I'm too old to be watching this. I'm too cool. This ain't what the cool people watch. This ain't. And so I let them, and so when Mata Hari said, "Lancelot," it didn't get me like it did. When Lancelot Link would walk into his, he'd be in his place. You know, he was a bad boy because he could push a button and a TV would come out. He'd push another button and all of a sudden a panel in his wall would shift and he could walk out that joint. He was so mean and cold-blooded that he could pull up a cushion in his couch and walk out of that joint was an emergency exit, amen? And none of that all of a sudden made me laugh because I had allowed other people to be able to steal my joy. And I learned back then, now what did help me was that when Ali Assassin said, la, 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 I started laughing again, amen? And I realized that I don't have to worry about what other folks think about me as long as I understand what brings me joy. Have I got a witness in here today? And some Somebody here today, you've been basing your joy off of other people. You've been allowing other people to dictate to you what should make you happy and what should make you sad. But the truth be told, all they do is make you sad. But I've come by today to let you know if you remain in Christ's love, Lord have mercy. He says his joy will remain in you and there should be nobody, what? That can steal your joy. Turn to somebody, say, remain in him, not them. Remain him, not them. But the second thing you've got to do is you've got to always ask, where is the love? It used to be an old song by Roberta Flack and Donnie Hathaway called Where's the Love? All old school people. Amen. And it's interesting because as I thought about this, as I read this scripture, it caused me to realize that in many ways that Christians need to have Instagram filters, amen, on our lives and on our vision. Y'all know how to play the filter game, amen, somebody, amen. And some of y'all have learned how to make yourself a whole different person by filters, amen. I can't get no help up here, but I know I'm telling the truth, amen. Y'all have figured out what filters and angles, amen, amen. No, not there. Shoot it like here. Shoot it right here. Shoot it like this. Filters and angles help to shift your whole thing. And so it can be looking one way, but if you got the right filter, you're making it be covered up and look a different way, amen, somebody. And I've come by to tell somebody that when you are dealing with your life and dealing with your joy and dealing with situations in your life, when folks are coming to try to snatch your joy, you've got to make sure that you put a love filter on that thing, amen. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your circumstance is. But when folks are coming at you and trying, you've got to always ask yourself, in what they said, where is the love? If they're coming to you and talking about somebody else, you've got to ask yourself, in what they said, what? Where is the love? Because the Bible says, Jesus said, remain in my what? Love. It gets me because at first he said, remain in me, but then he said, remain in my love. And he said, if you remain in my love, then my joy will remain in you. And what got me about that was that I thought if he was going to say, if you remain in my love, then my love will remain in you. But what Jesus said is, if you remain in my love, then my joy will remain in you. Because if you learn how to keep loving people, amen, somebody, then you can be a bit happier than you are right now. If you learn how to be able to make sure that what you do is connected to the love of Jesus, then you can be able to smile even when it don't seem to be nothing worth smiling about. Then when you learn to be able to shape the conversations around you with the lens of the love of Jesus, then it doesn't matter what you're going through, but you can find happiness in the midst of it all. Is there anybody in here that remembers the old saints used to sing, there's a bright side somewhere, and don't you rest until you find it, there's a bright side somewhere. And so I've come by to tell you, you've got to stop being such a hater. Amen, somebody. I'm sorry I had to say it to you. Amen. Stop being such a hater in your conversations, but let love govern your conversations. Because if you remain in Christ's love, then he says his joy will what? Remain in you. But the last thing, and I'm up out of here, is Youth Sunday, and we can go home early, is the last thing I want you to know is it will show up when you need it. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, when you need it the most, that's when the joy will show up in you. That's when the joy, what will show up in you. That one of the things that I love about this scripture is it doesn't just say to remain in his love, that his joy may be in you, but it says, and that your joy may be what? Complete. I don't know about you, but what does it mean to have a fullness of joy? That's what it reads in the King James says, and the fullness of joy. And NIV says, your joy will be complete. What does it mean to have a well-rounded joy? Let me come back for you. What does it mean that no matter what you're navigating, that you are still able to pull from a well that brings joy bells ringing in your soul? What does it mean that even when they broke your heart, that you can get past a heartbreak and have joy in the midst of the fact that they left you and they weren't right by you and disrespected you. And in the midst of all that, you can look at them and say, oh my goodness, that's their loss. I may cry for the night, but the Bible says weeping endures for what? But what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning. Baby, I may give you a night of crying. Amen, somebody. But the truth be told, it's your loss. Amen. And joy comes what? In the morning. Somebody here, you've been crying in the wrong time period. That you've been crying night and day. I give you a nighttime cry. But I wish I had somebody in here that could hold on to the word of God. And say, I may shed some tears in the nighttime. But joy, Lord have mercy, is on the way. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, joy is on the way. See, I'm talking about complete joy. I'm not talking about a shallow joy in which you always happy about everything. I'm talking about a complete joy, that even in the midst of sorrow, you can find joy. Even in the midst of pain, you can find joy. Even in the midst of heartache, you can find joy. And how do you find it? Because if you remain in him and remain in his love, then joy will be in you. Because he said he'll remain, what? In you. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, hold on to God. and God will hold on to you. Hold on to God, and God will give you everything you need. Hold on to God, and God will cheer you up. Hold on to God, and God will dry your tears. Hold on to God, and God will shift your attitude. Your situation may not shift, but your attitude in your situation will shift. Therefore, it will shift your situation, because all your situation needed to shift was your attitude. Have I got anybody in the house today? Say, if I just hold out just a little while longer, joy is on the way, because I've got the fullness of joy. I've got complete joy. Why? Because God doesn't have to do anything. I'm so glad today that when Jesus said he'd give me joy, he said he'd give me complete joy. Not a portion of joy, not a piece of joy, not a smidgen of joy, not a happy meal of joy, but complete joy, that all the joy I can handle. Tell somebody, every bit of joy you can handle, it's on the way. So dry your tears, wipe your eyes, and joy is on your way. How do I know it? Because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, so the world can't take it. The world can't take it away. I was blessed. I told y'all, we know that the past couple of weeks we've been talking about watch God work. And I was blessed. There's been a sister here, Community of Hope, we've been praying for about the last year. She's been going through a rough court case in which folks were lying on her. Folks were misusing and abusing her. It looked like she might lose everything that was important to her. But she kept on praying. And she kept on believing. She kept on fasting. And she kept on studying. And she believed the Lord would make a way. We were lifting her up on every prayer call. We were lifting her up and talking with her every Sunday. And she kept letting us know that I believe the Lord is able to turn my situation around, and that God will be a lawyer in the courtroom, that God will be my judge. I got a call from her this week, and she was shouting. She was shouting because she said, Reverend, everything worked in my favor. But that wasn't a shout. What blessed me was, she said, but Pastor, let me tell you, I used to try to every day memorize our scriptures, the scripture about anxiety, not to worry about anything. He said, I'd be sitting there studying the scriptures day after day, week after week. But when I would try to recite them, it didn't seem like I could fully get it. It didn't seem like it was sticking. I kept on trying, but the scriptures didn't seem to stick. If Reverend Bill came up to me on Sunday, I wouldn't want him to come to me because I couldn't recite the scripture. She said, but one night, round about the late in the midnight hour, I was laying in my bed, and I was feeling the anxiety of my situation. I was ready to give up. Anxiety was wearing me out. But all of a sudden, up out my belly, the scriptures started to flow. And I realized I knew it better than I thought, because it was in me. That's what I'm talking about. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you, remain in my love, and your joy will be complete. Somebody in the house today, I've come by to let you know, like that sister, your victory is on the way. I know they've been beating you down. I know you've had to have witnesses. I know you had folks lie on you. I know they even lied on you under oath. But I've come by to let you know that God will make a way for you. That sister said, Reverend, that was everything I needed in that midnight hour to get me through. She said, when I was in the court, I don't even remember what I testified, because up under my breath, I kept saying, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Will guard my heart and my mind. And Reverend, I kept repeating it to myself. I don't remember what I said to them, because I know what I was saying to myself, because it remained in her. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, let that word remain in you. So your joy, that's complete joy. That's joy in the courtroom before the verdict even comes. That's joy when they lie on you. That's joy when they misuse you. That's joy when they stab you in your back. That's joy when they don't want to do right by you. God will give you joy in the middle of your storm to let you know that everything is going to work out all right. Somebody give God glory. If you believe this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, so the world can't take it away. Won't you stand all over the church, all that are able? This peace that I have, world didn't give it to me. World didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Don't let the joy statue steal your joy. But let the word remain in you. Remain in Jesus. Folks want to pull you away. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you, it's easy to remain in him on Monday. I need you to remain in him on Thursday. I need you to still be remaining in him on Friday night. I need you to remain in him not just on your public profile, remain in him in the DM. I need you to, in other words, be consistent with the things of the Lord. Be consistent in Jesus. And the blessed thing is, if you'll be consistent with him, he'll be consistent with you. And your joy will be complete. If you're in the house today and you've never accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life,